Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Welcome back to our show. It is our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Thank you very much for being here today. And join us a month from today, Friday, September 6th, for our next live show at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, where you will have a spectacular fall getaway. So make your reservation today. Very happy to welcome to the show, Jessie Jane Duff. Jessie Jane Duff is a gunnery sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps retired, and the 2024 campaign executive director of Veterans for Trump. Hey, Jessie Jane, thanks for joining me again. How are you?
Hey, I'm fabulous. That is a very motivated and excited introduction. You got me all charged up now.
Well, you deserve it, obviously. Come on. You deserve it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I believe you deserve nothing in this world. And when you have that expectation, you're never disappointed.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. That's true. Do you think the controversy over Tim Walz is going to go away anytime soon?
Oh, come on. No, absolutely not. You know, so here, you know, you got the camp that's on the left that's trying to rationalize this and whitewash this, that, oh, he didn't know they were going to go to Iraq and he submitted his retirement. Okay. All right. You know, we could play that game. Then why did he lie about the rank he retired at? Period. That's a hard stop right there. You're saying that you retired as a command sergeant major when your own discharge paperwork shows that you did not. You retired as a master sergeant. You didn't fulfill the duties as a command sergeant major, and he knows he didn't fulfill those duties. He got out of the Army, the National Guard, I should say, 2 years early. He submitted for his retirement, and this is where he becomes very suspect and people feel that he had a nefarious agenda. He had 2 more years on his contract. They found out with the warning order that they would be going over to Iraq. He decides then to submit his retirement paperwork, and he submits it, and he never completed the Command Sergeant Major's course that he had to complete in order to fulfill the duties as a Command Sergeant Major. He had 2 more years on his contract. Now, get this, you have to serve in your rank 2 years before you can make that retirement pay. You cannot pick up a rank and then walk out a month later and get the same pay as a regular command sergeant major when you never served more than a month, So it's all disingenuous. It's all shuffling the deck chairs. He lied on his bio. He put it on his website when he was running for office that he was a retired command sergeant major, and he's not. That right there, hard stop. Then he went on to suggest that he had served in Operation, what is it, Freedom, Operation,
Enduring Freedom?
Enduring, that's the word I'm looking for, Enduring Freedom, which is an Afghanistan-based operation, but he doesn't say in Italy. He knows that he was in Europe, and then, so right there now, you're misleading. You may not be lying, but you were supporting versus participating in. He was supporting Operation Enduring Freedom from Italy. That's like me trying to say that I was serving in Iraq, but I was based in Marine Forces Pacific Hawaii. True story, I was based out of Marfa Pak, Hawaii. But I would never say that I served or supported Iraq. I would say I served during, but I would not say I supported. And he gives this impression that he was on the ground. Okay, let's say that's a little bit of a misunderstanding. But here's where he gets caught lying again. He lies about his rank, but he had also lied about serving in combat. He goes out there as one of these aggressive liberals that tells you you don't have a right to defend yourself. The Constitution's insane. You should not have the right to carry arms. And I believe we need to remove these weapons that I carried in combat. Dude, you were never in combat. You were never supporting combat. You were in Italy. So it's a lie. It's a flagrant lie. I served in combat carrying these weapons. Number one, that's a lie because no weapon on the streets is not an automatic weapon. They're semi-automatic, and he should know the difference. But no, he's abusing this for his talking points to get elected in the far left. So he lies about serving in combat. He lies, or basically, I should say, he gives a false impression that he served during supporting Operation Enduring Freedom from Afghanistan, but he flagrantly lied about his rank, which right there is now stolen valor, which is against the law, because whenever you profit or make any type of benefit from using the rank or medal or honor that you did not actually earn, it is now against the criminal code. And he did benefit from it by getting elected to office.
Jesse Jane Duff, I love your passion on this, and I love how fired up you are. And you have every right to be, because, you know, you as you stated, I mean, this guy flat out lied when he said he was in combat. I mean, that's it right there. And he said it. And I guess the media is pretending like he didn't say it. And now they're also attacking J.D. Vance over this, which is ridiculous, trying to spin this. What a distraction for the Democrats as they're trying to roll this out. Huh? What an absolute distraction.
Yeah, they're trying to water down J.D. Vance's service. And there was a Brianna, can't remember her last name, on CNN trying to say, yes, he was a combat correspondent, but let's take that a little further. That really is a public relations specialist, which doesn't indicate that he was in combat. It's like, whoa. First of all, he was in combat support. And guess who? The first female Marine that died in Iraq, guess what her job was? Public affairs officer. He was a public affairs specialist. She tries to water it down. So you're suggesting somebody who's serving in a combat zone. So your motor transport, your cook, your supply, everybody who brings them the beans, bullets, and Band-Aids is not at risk of losing their life. You've got IEDs. You have snipers. You have bombs going off everywhere. You may not even be in a strategic position to be in the infantry or artillery, but the support elements, thousands upon thousands of soldiers and Marines have died in the support roles. Because guess what? When you're in a combat zone, they will bring it to you. And J.D. Vance was a combat correspondent. His discharge paperwork said combat correspondent. And here CNN is trying to suggest that, well, he really was a public affairs specialist. Guess how many public affairs specialists and officers have died in the last two wars? Basically, about four or five of them have. Additionally, multiple men and women have been severely injured because they follow the infantry and actually go into those zones where they're fighting in combat. So to hear the left try to spin this, first of all, J.D. Vance didn't lie. He was serving in a combat zone. He did not lie about his rank. He did not mislead his troops and tell them that he was going to be with them in Iraq and then turns around and submits his retirement paperwork. You look at the timing of when they got the warning order to go to Iraq, and then that's when Walls decided to submit his paperwork for retirement, even though there was two more years on his his enlistment. Two more years. So why the convenient time? It wasn't to run for Congress. It was to run away from Iraq. We know this. He was running, all right, but running away, not to anything. And it's cowardly. And the sergeant major that replaced him said it was detrimental to the unit because here you have the most senior leader saying he will be there and then he doesn't show. That destroys the morale and unit cohesion. He gets into Congress and starts inflating his own ego, giving people it was his unit that served 22 months in Iraq. Well, guess what? It was his unit, but he wasn't with them. So it's misleading all the way. And I dare to say Kamala Harris and her team were a bunch of buffoons. They don't understand what stolen honor is or stolen valor is. You know what they think? Oh, we already got elected to governor, so he was vetted. They took shortcuts on this guy because even though it came out when he was running for governor, for whatever reason, even the Star Tribune, I believe that's who it is, out of Minneapolis, still tries to say that, you know, oh, no, he didn't run from Iraq. He was basically running for office. And they try to sugarcoat this whole thing. You cannot give me an adequate explanation as to why he says he's a retired command sergeant major when he did not serve it for 2 years as a command sergeant major. He didn't even complete the training to be a command sergeant major, and he knows it. He went AWOL from his unit. He didn't even sign his own paperwork when he discharged. I mean, we could keep peeling away at this onion if the doggone left wants to keep trying to defend him, because it's not just one thing. It's multiple facets of this guy being basically an AWOL piece of POS. I can't say the other word on the air. POS.
Well, Jesse Jane Delph, I think we know where you're going with this. And also, too, yes, as you correctly pointed out on social media, I saw you retweeted Donald Trump Jr. on this. Governor Tim Walz levied a whopping 95% tax on Zyn, the popular tobacco-free nicotine product. The guy's he's a monster, Jesse Jane Delph. He's a monster.
Well, not only that, he wanted to eventually have 70% tax on your fossil fuels. He wanted to wean everybody off of fossil fuels by 2040. This man is leaning towards China and taxes, and he loves illegal immigration. Oh, let's not forget. He also loves to be able to ensure that children are able to perform selective surgery before they're 18 years of age. And if a parent denies that their child may have a transitioning issue or denies that their child believes they're a boy when they're a girl or a girl when they're a boy, they can be removed from the home. He has supported that extreme agenda on the far left for far too long. So children can have transitional surgery and the parents would have no say in it because he has said that they have to accept that the child does want to change their gender. These are extremist issues. So between the taxes, the weaning us off of fossil fuels, illegal immigration, there is no green path to victory for Kamala Harris and her far right communist partner. She's the Marxist, he's the communist. It's a marriage made in heaven. And I will say this is the best thing ever for the Trump campaign, because we've been telling you she's a Marxist, she walks like a Marxist, she looks like a Marxist, and guess what else? She now has picked a fellow Marxist.
Last question for you, Jesse Jane Delph. As we think about the border and we think about immigration and we think about their radical policies on this, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that if these two get in there, we are going to see illegal immigrants getting everything and probably even getting the right to vote at some point.
That's what it's all about. Bingo. Getting them. They've already have found. How many were found on the rolls in Virginia? Was it over 9,000, over 6,000 that were not legal to vote? And they cleaned off those voter rolls. And it was Tim Youngkin that came out and said, the governor, we should not be having illegals voting in our elections. We need to have safe and secure elections. We've seen evidence of these NGOs, non-government organizations, that have encouraged them to register to vote. The only thing stopping them from voting is checking a box whether they're a U.S. citizen or not. That doesn't mean it says, yes, it's punishable by law, but who's going to enforce it? Because we have no requirement to prove that you're a U.S. citizen. And that's why the SAVE Act that's trying to get through Congress right now is to ensure that everybody is a U.S. citizen who is registered to vote. And that doesn't mean you just show a driver's license, because you've got the wackadoodles out in Minnesota and in California that are giving illegals driver's license. Another contribution that Tim Walz made to the United States, giving illegals driver's license. You basically have given them all the same privileges of being a U.S. citizen. Why should anybody come here legally when they can come here illegally and profit off of it and probably hide their money from the U.S. government, because you know and I know many of them are stealing Social Security numbers and using those so that they can go to work. And then meanwhile, the American citizen is wondering why all of these wages are being reported on their Social Security numbers. I mean, it's a racket. There's too many people have profited off of it. I've read reports that it's up to $10 billion of profit made off of illegals, and I'm not surprised. You have the human trafficking. You have the trafficking of drugs. You have also 300 Americans a day. You can look this up. How many Americans a day were dying of fentanyl drug overdoses in 2023? 300 a day. That's equivalent to an aircraft going down every single day. And yet the Biden Harris administration is turning a blind eye to this. They're about human rights? No, they're not. Women and children are being trafficked coming over the border, and Tim Walz has not supported children or parents. He wants to ensure that they can transition them in your schools, they can raise the taxes, and he also suggests that socialism is just another way of being neighborly. So he advocates for socialism. He's in bed with China. He's done over 30-some-odd trips, went on his honeymoon to China. Well, of course China loves you, guy, because you're a political representative of the United States. They're going to roll out the red carpet to you, but they are not going to give you the tour of the Uyghur concentration camps where they have to make the Nike shoes, if they're still making Nikes, full disclaimer there, but they're making somebody's shoes, or turning around in the slave labor or seizing property that you see in communist countries. Oh, and he also believes that the government should have a right to restrict your free speech. If you read up on this guy, he talks about if it's disinformation, it should be suppressed. Well, we know how that went with the Hunter Biden laptop, where they suppressed the information in 2020, and we never saw the truth because the government agencies were telling social medias to take our posts down. Oh, and if you spoke out against the vaccine, you also got taken down also. So that whole freedom of speech thing went out the window under the Harris-Biden administration right off the bat in 2021 when they took over in office.
And also, too, don't forget, you know, ratting on your neighbors. I love the handy little hotline they set up, Jesse Jane Duff, so that you could just rat out and snitch on your neighbors who might have had 11 people over at their house versus 10.
Or were outside mowing your lawn without your mask on or doing anything that was not appropriate. Yeah. So you're now ratting on your neighbors. And you know where he got that playbook from? China. Because that's what the communist countries do. He wants the government to be called Big Brother. When I grew up, my father used to talk about Big Brother all the time, and I knew it was not a figurative comment. It was literally where they're micromanaging your life, telling you how to manage your life. And I'm sorry, we all know now that the mask solved nothing. We also know now that there was a 98% recovery rate from COVID, and those people that decided that they wanted to socialize with their family, that should have been their right to do just that. But instead, the left shut down our churches, shut down our ability to go to work, shut down and many businesses had to lay off all of their employees. Oh, but then they rehire them after COVID and take credit for having a robust economy, which, by the way, now our unemployment numbers have gotten above 4% again, the highest they've been in over 3 years.
All right, last question for you. I love your time. I appreciate how generous you've been in your time. What do you make of when he said, and we're watching this happen in the UK right now, there's no First Amendment protections for hate speech or misinformation?
Yeah, going right back to a lack of freedom of speech. That means when you say something that the government doesn't like or agree with, then they can suppress you. In the UK, we have seen that police officers have gone over to people's homes to arrest them for what they have said on social media. On Facebook. How on earth are you? Now, I can understand if you're making threats against somebody, taking their life, threatening to take their life, then that is probably inappropriate. But you cannot tell me that my disagreement with how they're treating illegal immigrants in the country, and I'm protesting that through social media, should be suppressed. It's a go along to get along society, which, oh, geez, Stalin pushed that mindset.
Yeah,
these
well
folks
said.
Are going to lose their freedoms right in front of them. And yet communism ravaged through all of Europe. We saw what Hitler did when he suppressed the ability to practice religion, practice your freedom of speech, practice your right to bear arms, because guess who they took all the arms from? The Jews. And the Jews were put in concentration camps. Oh, and let's not forget, the bigoted Democrats could not pick Shapiro out of Pennsylvania because, ooh, he was Jewish, and he had to apologize for supporting Israel. How shameful is that party? So they go with the far leftists out of Minnesota. They were going to win Minnesota probably anyways. It was baked in the cake, and their one shot at winning this presidency is through Pennsylvania. But because he was a Jewish governor, they couldn't take him. What a bunch of hypocrites, fascists. Oh, they like to use the word Nazis, you know, you name it. They have taken everything and distorted it, and then yet they call Donald Trump all of those names when they're the ones that cannot practice democracy.
You brought the thunder, my friend. I appreciate it. Gunnery Sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps, Jesse Jane Duff, Campaign Executive Director, Veterans for Trump. Thank you for your time today. Really appreciate it. Thanks for bringing
the heat. All right, everybody take the hill, because Kamala thinks she's in charge now.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Yeah, she brought the thunder for sure. All right, yes, the Grand Hotel of Cape May will be live Friday, September 6th, our next live show. First one of the fall season. And right as we begin the craziness of fall. So make sure you're there. I want you to be there for it, okay? Join us. You probably heard the story about the body cam. And the officer asked, why were we not on the roof? The body cam footage related to President Trump's assassination attempt. We have the audio of this, and this is amazing. So this Butler police officer who complained in the moments after last month's attempted assassination of Donald Trump that they warned the U.S. Secret Service days in advance, that the warehouse where the shooter was positioned needed protection. This is all according to new videos obtained by the Wall Street Journal. I effing told them that they needed to post guys effing over here. I told them that effing Tuesday, said a Butler Township police officer in audio captured on his body-worn camera. Take a listen to the audio, cut 16.
Back up. Hey, someone on me.
Knocking fire, I need manpower.
Someone on me.
ASAP! A lady's been shot in the stairs, the floor stairs.
You need to lift you up?
Hold on. Get the f*** out. Give me the armor. I need a ladder.
Start towards the farm shop.
I f***ing told them they need to post the guys f***ing over here. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that f***ing Tuesday. I told them to post f***ing guys over here.
I have no contact with you.
What?
I thought you got one.
No. We're inside.
Alpha 1, Bravo 1. Thank you.
I told them to post f***ing guys over here.
I wasn't even concerned about it because I thought someone was on the roof. No. I thought that's how we... They kind of had to lose a guy walking back.
They were inside.
Unbelievable. Imagine the frustration. Imagine the frustration those guys are feeling in that moment and the adrenaline. Now, all of this came because the Wall Street Journal obtained the videos under a public records request made on Thursday. And this footage obviously paints a much more complete picture of the anger and the frustration moments after Thomas Matthew Crooks was able to fire 8 shots at the former president July 13th. And so the plot thickens, right? One more time, the plot thickens here. To just attribute this to human error when they were warned by the local police who knew the area, when they were warned by them, you need to have eyes on this roof. And it just paints, again, this idea that I'm sorry, but I cannot simply dismiss this as incompetence. And until this video came out, until this body cam footage came out, they were acting like, this is just a fluke. Like, we just didn't see it coming. How could anybody have seen this coming? And here's this cop saying, you know, how I told them, I warned them. I told them that you needed to have guys on the roof. It's really amazing. And there's more. I mean, there's a lot of footage coming out here from this. But it just shows you that if you think that this is just simply, you know, incompetence here, you're nuts. I mean, these guys knew what the danger points were. They knew the points that had to be covered. They told the Secret Service, and the Secret Service completely ignored them. They wanted an effing sniper unit up there. They wanted them up there. We have more audio? Great. Yeah, let's take a little bit more of a listen to this, Matt. Thank you.
Dude, that's how I was calling out, bro. Fucking on top of the roof. Fucking, are we on the same frequency?
We are attacking.
Fucking pissed. Yeah, I know. I hear you.
We're washing.
I know, yeah.
Didn't find it.
Yeah. Nah.
This is amazing. Remarkable. Remarkable that this could happen, right? Isn't it something? I mean, just absolutely infuriating. They need to have a lot more investigations here. They need to, I mean, this, the House has voted unanimously for a full investigation, but I got to tell you, it just reminds me of what I've been saying. You know, in 1963, we had one camera, we had one eyes on this, and that was the Zapruder film. So, you know, Abraham Zapruder's home video camera, and that's it. And as a result of that, we have to just go from the interpretation of that video. I think they wanted this to be covered up, but it wasn't. But how can you in this day and age when you've got cops with body cameras on? Thank God. I've always been a proponent of body cameras. Always. I've long said that body cameras protect the cops. They protect the accused. They protect everybody. And they're a good thing. And I've long been an advocate for them. Well, thank God we had them in Butler, huh? Thank God we had them in Butler. And then thank God we had all these other people who had their phones that day who were showing videos of this guy on the roof. And then they have this other one, too, where this guy, you know, was seen creeping people out by the woods. And these other people who said there's a guy on the roof. The video that came out of the guy who was behind President Trump during the rally, you can clearly see him moving along the roof line. You know, all these things coming out and you say to yourself, how can they possibly just chalk this up to just, oh, we just missed this. And it's inexcusable, the fact that we made a mistake here. And as more and more of this comes out and more questions are asked, I think you got to go back to a very simple explanation, or I should say a very simple, plausible theory, which is that they either A, didn't care. Just didn't care if somebody could take a shot at this guy because they hated his guts. Or B, somebody was in on it. You know, the question that Dave McCormick asked the other day on the show, and Dave McCormick has been in combat. He's been in combat. He's heard the sound of gunfire in combat. The question that he asked on my show the other day, which has still not been answered, was there a second shooter? You have people who said they saw somebody on that water tower. And if it wasn't for the fact of all these citizen journalists, for lack of a better word, who have been able to release this footage, I think all these questions would have been buried. Could it have been an inside job? Could somebody have helped? Of course. Absolutely. I've told you this before. I mean, you would have to be an absolute idiot who knows nothing about history to think that assassination attempts have not been inside jobs before, because they more than certainly have been throughout the course of human history. And if it was just a matter of simply, you know what, we'll roll the dice here. We know that there's blind spots. We know that we've been warned, but we don't really care. We know that there have been requests for more protection for Trump. We don't care. That's still criminal, in my opinion. If they had reason, they had actual reason to believe that there could be a danger to the life of the former president of the United States, and they did nothing about it. Well, then it's either a matter of fact where they just shrugged their shoulders and said, you know, wish the guy good luck if somebody takes a shot. Or it's a situation where somebody was helping this guy. And I will rule nothing out. Nothing. And I'm not, and I have not said definitively what it is because I don't know. I don't have all the facts, but it seems like every day, something new comes out, doesn't it? Every day something new comes out that just makes you shake your head and go, there's so much more to this story than meets the eye here. By the way, speaking of Pennsylvania voters, this reporter interviewed some Pennsylvanians. One guy is saying here, you know, I was a Democrat and started to realize the policies that I was voting for were not what I believed. And you have more Latino voters and Indian voters. They're moving into the right. Moving into voting for Donald Trump, coming along, they see it. They see it themselves. Cut 14.
This town is 54% Hispanic. You're Peruvian. When you talk to your neighbors, what are you hearing?
More Latino voters, Indian voters. They're moving more into the right, more into Donald Trump.
2 years ago, everybody hated him. Now, majority are like, no, I'm voting for Trump.
Really?
Yes. Yes, really.
I was a Democrat. And I started to realize the policies that I was voting in
wasn't my standards or what I believed.
The Republican Party has the values that we hold dear. That is God, family, life.
You'll be surprised. I used to do registration, and a lot of people changed party to go to the Republican Party instead of the Democrat.
And even in Minnesota, Democrats say they have serious problems with how Tim Walz cowered in fear as Minneapolis burned to the ground back in 2020. Here's a CNN reporter speaking with registered Democrats in Minnesota. Cut 13.
Lisa Sutton remembers what it was like to live in fear.
I lived in the city at that time. It was very scary.
Sutton is a Democrat and says what leaves her unsettled even now is how her Democratic governor, Tim Walz, responded to the riots years ago.
I do have some serious problems with how our governor dealt with the riots.
Walz has faced bipartisan criticism from some voters in Minnesota who say waiting 3 days was too long to fully activate the National Guard. He said some of the criticism is valid, but said he worried sending in additional reinforcements could inflame an already volatile situation.
I think that was a failure on his part. I don't know why he waited. I don't know why he let the city burn, but I think it's horrible, and people shouldn't forget that.
People should not forget it, and they won't. And California State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill, a lifelong Democrat, switching to the Republican Party, explaining her decision to Fox News. She can, in good conscience, remain a Democrat. Cut 15.
First, Senator, in your first live interview since you... breaking news, you have gone from a Democrat in California to a Republican. I mean, what's the reasoning for the move from one side of the aisle to the other?
Well, that's the big question of the day. And the answer is really simple. I've been a lifelong Democrat, and the Democratic Party of today in California, I do not recognize it. And so I can't, in good conscience, with the values that I have and my commitment to represent the voters of California, continue to call myself a Democrat.
Good for her. And lastly, Kamala Harris is back to using her sisters and brothers and using her Alabama accent. Y'all, so fake. It's so pathetic. It really is just so phony. Cut 6.
You know, the one thing about all of us is we like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work is good work. The thing that we like about hard work is we have fun doing hard work. Thank you to the sisters and brothers of UAW for all you are and all we will do over these next 89 days. God bless you.
All your sisters and brothers. All your sisters and brothers. Listen, I've been telling you about one of my greatest finds, and that's Dr. Mike Veneria. Great guy, great dentist, the master of dental implants. You know, for 10 years, he's been named a top dentist in New Jersey among his peers as a master of dental implants. You're not going to be disappointed with Dr. Mike. He's going to give you the smile of your dreams. Bridget just had her veneers replaced with beautiful caps. Her smile looks gorgeous. And Dr. Mike has two locations to serve you in Cinnamon and Woodbury. Schedule your appointment for a free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. He's my dentist. He's a great guy, and you deserve a beautiful smile. When it comes to complicated dental work, there's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. That's why people have gone to him for generations. They love the work he does. And the people in the office are fantastic. There's always great music playing. He's just, it's a great office, and you will have a beautiful, beautiful smile. VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VeneriaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Philadelphia's own. She's our buddy. And she is, in fact, the expert when it comes to all things national security, all things international. That's why she is the vice president of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation, Dr. Victoria Coates. How are you, my friend?
I am well, Rich. How are you doing?
Doing well. Your book, Winning the War on Israel, Inside the Battle for the Jewish State and America. And I also got to talk to you about a great op-ed you just wrote as well. So we have a busy day. I just want to mention real quick, there's some breaking news. I don't know if it's been confirmed or not, but apparently I'm hearing that President Trump's plane was forced to make an emergency landing in Billings, Montana, due to a mechanical issue. The plane was headed to Bozeman Airport, where Trump is holding a rally, when it was forced to change course. He's now expected to take a private plane to Bozeman, so he's able to make the rally on time. I just wanted to share that with everybody, but it seems like everything's okay,
wow.
So that's good. Yeah. Crazy week, though,
huh? How many
bullets
does this guy need to dodge?
Yeah, seriously, right? I mean, honestly, very true. Where should we begin today? First of all, do you want to start with Iran?
Well, yes, because, I mean, that's the situation everyone is watching since we had the elimination of Haniyeh in Tehran 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago. You know, the Iranians have been vowing a strong response. The president and vice president called Prime Minister Netanyahu and told him not to fight back, essentially, to just accept whatever the Iranians were going to do. But now the Iranians haven't done anything yet. We're hearing, I mean, our bets were on last Sunday night. It's obviously now Friday night. So this is turning into kind of a psyops operation where, you know, they're just kind of freaking out everybody in Israel, trying to keep everybody on kind of a razor's edge. But if they don't do anything, you know, over the course of the next 2-3 days, you could begin to think that what the Israelis did was effective, that it did brush them back, that it did send them the message that deterrence was going to be reestablished, and that they were not going to be able to take the kind of disruptive actions that they've been fomenting in the region. So this will be a really, really interesting weekend.
Now, you wrote a piece at FoxNews.com along with Robert Greenway. America's reckless Iran policy has the Middle East on the brink of war. Only one thing can pull us back now. What we have seen over the last year is a catastrophic failure of deterrence. And it doesn't have to be this way. And yeah, deterrence is the key, right? We want to have deterrence so we don't have World War III.
Exactly. And it's the same thing that we're facing in both Europe and the Pacific, which is this administration has been so defensive and so weak and so focused on issues like climate that the bad guys are just running amok everywhere. And so, you know, with Iran in particular, you have to take a very strong line against them. You have to realize their current leadership is not our friend, and they cannot be made our friend. There have been many, many attempts to domesticate them. They have all failed because they don't want to be domesticated. They like what they're doing. They think it's great. So you just have to accept those realities and then realize that you need to starve them of resources and convince them that a strong United States is, you know, on the job with partners and allies in the region, and that they're not going to be able to just run amok over everybody. And, you know, various ways you do that, you enforce the sanctions that are on the books when they think they have a permissive environment where they're going to get lots of money. Of course, they're going to act up. That's what they do. That doesn't make them nicer. And you have to be very, very tightly lashed up with those partners and allies in the region and probably get them better organized to collectively defend themselves, which they aren't right now. We had a project for that during the Trump administration. And at that point, it was aspirational to get Israel into it. If we went back to that plan, Israel would be a founding member of a regional security architecture. So this is very doable without sending American troops into harm's way or spending a massive amount of money. The good news about the region is there's a lot of money sloshing around. So they can fund these things themselves if given proper U.S. Support and leadership and organization. And so those are the sorts of things Rob and I have been arguing for a number of years now, but we think it's particularly important now.
Yeah, and I like how you conclude your piece by saying, simply put, there are many tools to better deter Iran and its proxies available to a president who actually takes America's national security seriously. Deterrence creates peace and stability in the region. The absence of it invites war. Appeasement is no longer an option.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is this is, of course, a balancing act. You don't want to be reckless. That was something President Trump did very well when we first had the drone shot down and he was presented with retaliatory options by the Pentagon. He rejected them, even though a lot of his advisors were arguing that he should take very strong action. He agreed with that, but he didn't want to do something that would cause a mass civilian casualty incident because the drone wasn't a human being. They hadn't killed a person. So if we went into an operation where there was a better than likely possibility that, you know, 100 people would get killed, you know, that's a reckless escalation. But when you figure out something like the Soleimani strike, you know, that was a much more appropriate retaliation for some of their provocations, you know, holding senior leadership accountable, doing something they didn't think you could do, you know, striking him on the way in from the Baghdad airport. And I have that scene in the book. So everyone can look forward to seeing it through my eyes at in the Situation Room that night, which was very exciting. But that,
I can imagine.
That kind of action, Greenway was there too. That kind of action, which is similar to what Israel did in Tehran, is what will hold them in check, but at the same time, not make them feel like they have to do something crazy and escalatory.
You know, I can't wait for your book. And when is the official release date?
It looks like it's going to be the last week in October. I haven't even opened it yet. I got the final contract today. This whole thing has been such a pickup game. You know, I wrote it in 90 days. So we're kind of doing it on the fly, and God bless Roger Kimball and Encounter Books. They're going to get it out before the election.
Good. And hopefully we could do a nice event with you and, you know, help with sales, because not that you need the help, but we'd be honored to do that, obviously.
We'll take all the help we can get. Thank you.
Of course. One thing I never thought I'd talk about on this show with you, Dr. Victoria Coates, would be Taylor Swift. I just never thought it would come up. But obviously now there was this terror attack that they planned to do at her concert in Vienna. And two suspects were found to have links to the Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this is really horrific, and it hits a little close to home because my sister-in-law and I talked earlier this summer about potentially going to one of these shows with our collective daughters and my nieces, and those plans didn't come to fruition. A whole lot of other people had their lives badly disrupted and lost a lot of money. I know the tickets are being refunded, but what can you do about people's airfare and their hotels and all the other expenses that go with flying to Vienna for a weekend or longer? So horribly disruptive, even though the plot itself was disrupted. And the plot just sounds ghastly. You had, I think, three guys, one of whom had been recently hired by the venue as a security guard. So these people are getting into, you know, our systems and into our institutions, and they were going to drive a explosive truck up. And as everybody queued to go through security, they were going to blow that up. Just imagine how many young women could have been horribly injured and killed in such an incident. And, you know, Taylor Swift, through her enormous popularity, and maybe she's dating the wrong Kelsey, but we don't hold that against her. But she's becoming the symbol of the United States. And you realize that the security of these people, one assumes she has extraordinary personal security. I certainly hope so. But it kind of reminds me of the situation with former President Trump and Butler, that these people become projection points and then almost pawns in, you know, the hands of people like these ISIS members who don't care how many quote unquote infidels get hurt as long as they make their point.
No doubt about it. We've talked a lot about Tim Walz over the course of the week, obviously. One story about him that has not gotten as much attention, obviously because of all the Stolen Valor stuff, is the fact that on at least five occasions as governor, he hosted a Muslim cleric at the governor's mansion. This man, his name is Asad Zaman of the Muslim American Society of Minnesota. This guy is a guy who, as I understand it, celebrated Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is one of the worst of the worst. And on Tuesday morning, when this news broke, I was actually at an event for Dave McCormick, which was a small group, about 20 people. I think Dave, Senator Thune, and I were the only three people in the room who weren't Jewish, but it was a Jewish community outreach event. And everyone was quite shocked. Everyone had expected the selection to be Governor Shapiro, and everyone, quite frankly, was quite nervous about that selection, given his obvious political talent. But the reaction in the room was even more concerned about Governor Walz's associations with the particularly Somali Muslim community in Minnesota. And 40% of Somalis living in the United States live in Minnesota, which seems like a kind of curious thing. And he's been very close to them. He is very close to their representative in Congress, Ilhan Omar. He changed the Minnesota flag last year to look rather dramatically like the Somali flag. They say it's a coincidence. It seems like an awfully big coincidence for that to happen. And then also has this association with this imam who's extremely radical and anti-American and virulently anti-Israel, posts pro-Hitler stuff. I mean, obviously, horribly anti-Semitic, but genocidally so. He doesn't just hate the Jews, he wants to kill them. And so it's a very troubling association, especially given the vice president's history of not necessarily being anti-Semitic herself, but being very permissive of anti-Semitism. She did it again the other day when there were protesters at one of her events, you know, saying that she should cut off arms to Israel and she should end the genocide, and, you know, very much taking the Hamas side in this conflict rather than pushing back. She just said, hey, if you guys disrupt me, Donald Trump is going to win. So she more or less agrees with the sentiment. She just doesn't want to be interrupted in the middle of a campaign speech. So it's very, very disturbing, both in terms of rejecting Governor Shapiro for a clearly inferior candidate who not only isn't Jewish, but is on the pro-Islamist side of this thing.
Yeah, no kidding. And last thing I wanted to ask you, Dr. Victoria Coates, while I have you, is we're watching these protests that are going on right now in the UK, and they're calling on crackdowns on speech, on social media platforms. They particularly are going after Elon Musk pretty hard here. And it's scary to think that people could go to jail for spreading so-called misinformation or hate speech, which they then say leads people to riot. Not even specifically people that are actually threatening to harm people, but just the idea that the information could lead to people to riot in some way, that's enough for them to lock you up and jail you.
Right, and that's what started to happen here, too, and that's why we need to pay such close attention to what's going on in Europe, in Vienna, in the UK, as you say, because it's starting to happen here, too. It's happening in real time over there. And what they have, you know, is a situation with a fairly aggressive migrant immigrant population in England who are doing things like stabbing little girls at Taylor Swift dance-offs, and which I think is not a coincidence there. And when, you know, the British public starts to express concern about this situation, it's not done in the way the government authorities have approved, then they're going to get shut down. And, you know, we had the grandmother sentenced to whatever it was, 20 months in jail for a Facebook post.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. And so, you know, it's a very similar atmosphere that we had on campus in the spring where, you know, you're told if you're Jewish, don't wear a Star of David. Don't wear a kippah because that's provocative. You know, they might become violent. But what that says is it's okay to become violent. There's a justification for violence. And this goes all the way back to October 7th, where there are a whole lot of people in this country who said, well, they were justified. Hamas was justified in that attack because, you know, Israel has taken their land or whatever their excuse is that particular day. And that's just deeply dangerous. But that's what's happening in the UK.
Dr. Victoria Coates, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great weekend. We look forward to chatting with you next week. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you. Take care.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Make sure you follow her on X at Victoria Coates. She's a star, no doubt about it. All right, caller number 12 right now at 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210, caller number 12. You will win a pair of tickets to see Donald Trump Jr. with Dom Giordano for our next Talk Radio 1210 WPHT Politics and Pints. Coming up on September 12th at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey. Each ticket also includes a copy of Letters to Trump. If you want to get your tickets, they are on sale at 1210WPHT.com. Good luck. Big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Continues to be Waltz's Stolen Valor. I got a lot more to say for you on that in our fourth and final hour coming up. But listen, we're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. September 6th, our next live show. So mark your calendars now because it's a month away, and I want to see you there for that. The Grand is the perfect place to make your fall getaway, and they have an amazing September to Remember package going on where you get discounts and resort credits. The longer you stay, the more you save. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com for all the details, and you'll love the Grand Hotel of Cape May in the fall because Cape May is beautiful in the fall. The weather's great. There's all kinds of fall festivals going on. The crowds are gone. And the food at Hemingway's restaurant, better than ever. The new chef is phenomenal. The Grand has a heated indoor pool, heated outdoor pool, and the staff there, they work very hard to make sure you're having an incredible stay. So book direct with them for the best rates and to get those resort credits and discounts for the September to Remember package by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And don't forget, September 6th, our next live show. It's going to be on a Friday, 3 to 7 p.m., fifth floor ballroom overlooking the ocean. You don't want to miss it. At my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team. Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room. And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds. Hard to install? No, it's easy. Even you could do it. Nice. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. You fly across the country to do the install? Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install. Look at you, Hall of Fame son. Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world. Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT. The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.